Alex, what a win for the boys. Take us through the game.
Yeah, obviously a huge occasion, a huge night. Being the Len Hall game, it's always a big week for the club and a big night for the club. And obviously with Dave's 300, it was just a huge occasion for the club and the supporters and for David and his family. So it was just, yeah, it was really good that we honoured him with really good effort tonight, and to get the win, to help him celebrate such a big milestone, it was just fantastic.
What was the message pre-game? Is it kind of good to get the players to play on that emotion?
A little bit. But emotion only gets us so far. So it was just about continuing what we've been building over the start of the season. Like, we've really brought some really good effort and really been in every game we've played this year. So it was, about continuing that on and really honouring Dave with our effort and just, having a real crack. And I think we did that.
Got to ask, you just had Cam maybe try and pull your pants down. It's kind of happening a lot tonight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, if we look back to that first quarter, next time I think I'll just pin the ears back and have a shot straight away. It was a disappointing moment.
Take us through the efforts of the defenders, though. It was just a great effort all around by the back six.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Joel played a great game today. He was out on his feet by the end of the game and just kept going and had a few great spoils. For Ryan Nyhouse to come in, first game of the year, he just does what he does. He's a really good team player, really hard to play against, and he was sensational. I thought Ethan Hughes probably played his best game for the club. He was huge in that first half, a few really good marks. That one-on-one contest in the middle of the ground, that ground ball, that was just a huge moment. It really lifts the players. So, he's playing some really good footy, Ethan, and it's just really great to see.
The Bulldogs really came out to play after halftime. What helped them get on top, and how do we turn that around?
That's a good question. They got it out of the middle a little bit, and from their back half, their half-backs got a bit of the ball, so we sort of knew that going in. So it's something we'll have to tighten up a little bit, just their ball movement from their D50. But I thought the start of the last quarter, our first probably 20 minutes, was sort of really good. Our mids got on top and we started to use the ball a little bit better going forward, which was key in that last quarter.
Those two money goals in that quarter were amazing, weren't they?
Huge, huge. There was never in doubt that second one. I was one of the blokes telling him to go back and kick it. It had similar feel to that first goal against Richmond late in the game. So it was huge, and you're just backing me. He's a clutch performer.
I think that was you and about 50,000 other fans. How great were they today?
They were huge today. It was really just great to hear him. Every time David got near the ball, the just crowd erupted and roared. It was, I heard every one of them today, and they were huge again in that last quarter when we started to get on top. So, it's always great playing in front of a home crowd, and I can't wait for a fortnight's time to do it all again.
What was it like carrying him off at the end?
Yeah, it was good. I carried Lee Spur off last year, so I thought I might be able to get my second scalp on the shoulders and was sort of in there quick. It's a special moment to be a part of and to play. I think I've probably played every game I've played with David. He's had a huge influence on my career as a player, as a leader, as a person. So, it was just a really special night, and I'm just so glad we could honour Dave with the effort we did. And it was a great night.
Better let you go and get back to Cam.
Thank you. I'll sort him out.